Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for being here. Happy Tuesday. Woo, Tuesday. Three more days till Friday.
This just in. Little Ripley slept a full night for the second night in a row.
Wow, that nice. Dog's a good little sleeper, huh?
Yep.
You get up really early and take her out?
So the first two nights, she was put in her crate, and the missus slept with her downstairs in a bed next to the crate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but both nights, she slept the whole night.
Oh, boy.
So it looks like we're on our way. That's huge.
That is great huge. News.
And since we can't leave anywhere, there's no worry that she, you know, how will she be if we have to go anywhere? We don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry until later.
Right.
When she's like, where the hell is everyone?
I'm used to everyone being here all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Right. Why have I been left alone? Separation I better destroy anxiety. This place and see if I can find them in the walls. these people, they've never left me before.
I wonder
if that's going to be a thing for a lot of people, you know? Like
probably.
They get a puppy
for
doing
sure.
this. And,
absolutely, yep, for sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We'll have to manufacture time away from her somehow so she gets it before.
Yeah, so that you're gone for an hour and then you come back. They always come back.
We creep up on 1 year with this crap.
It's week 50.
We're right around the corner.
It is incredible.
You know, even though puppies are a lot of work, now is the perfect time because you're always with them. You have all the time. I mean, not
right. That was the argument for it, for sure.
Yeah. It's really
no better time.
There aren't a lot of times in our lives when we have this kind of home time. Right. Well, maybe I should get a puppy.
That sounds like a great idea. Wow, you see how cute they are.
They are so cute. Honestly.
Well, when she goes, well, let's go meet it. I'm like, that's not how it works.
That's not, yeah.
Dingbat. Unless there's something, unless the dog is limps up to you or barfs, like, right, you know, you catch it barfing over in a corner. You know, you're going to look at it and love it.
Frothing at the mouth and seems rabid. Other than that, we're taking that dog. If we go there, we're leaving with a dog.
Right. Right.
In fact, this look at the celebrity trash is brought to you by National Dog Biscuit Day. Your dog doesn't want a pat to be scratched behind his ear to run after a stick. He wants his biscuit because it's National Dog Biscuit Day. Biscuits. I mean, they sound good, but not the dog ones. Kim and Kanye are divorcing. I mean, right. We've even already talked about this today. It's everywhere. I had this story yesterday, obviously, but I'm like, so I'm just going to break it all down today because there's a couple funny things, too. So they said it wouldn't last, and they were right, as usual. Kim has filed for divorce from Kanye West after about 7 years of marriage, a little less than that. It sounds like it's going to be amicable. Sources are saying they've already decided on joint legal and physical custody of their four kids, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm, or Possum, if you want. In addition, neither of them is going to contest the prenup. They both came in with their own money, and they're both going to leave with their own money. So they say they're very close to a settlement. And it's just sad more than anything. I think it's really sad. They have four kids. You know, I really thought those two crazy kids could make it. And they're saying that the final straw for Kim was the 2020 presidential campaign. He spent a ton of his own money just trying to get on ballots, and it was just ridiculous the whole time. Kim reportedly was ready to call it quits back then, but she didn't want to leave in before that because he was obviously having issues. I mean,
or just in case he won president.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Sure.
So she could be the first lady, you think?
I'm just going to stick around just in case. Just I mean, case, stranger right. things have happened. Look at my life. As right. for how the kids are taking it, a source says North, who's the oldest, has some understanding of what's going on. But mostly the kids have always seen them apart. So this isn't going to be a big tradition, a big transition for them.
Right. I was going to say the whole joint custody thing, too. He's never there. Based on the news right. reports we read. So it sounds like when he wants to see him, he'll get to see him, and that won't be that often.
Which is very sad. Yeah, I have no idea what their relationships are with the kids, but it does seem like I really only ever see them in pictures with her or whatever mm-hmm. family Christmas photo has been put together. It's his first divorce, her third. She was previously married to music producer Damon Thomas and NBA star Chris Humphries. That was the 70-day marriage. Mm. So now that Kanye West is single, if you want to get with him,
oh yeah,
you'll have to get in line behind Roseanne Barr. And
Roseanne
the bar is high. She posted some bathing suit pictures of herself on Instagram and captioned them, "Hey Kanye," with the heart eyes emoji. They're great. You know, she's exactly who you think she is. Isn't she growing coffee? Or
I thought it was nuts.
Yeah, those nuts, macadamia nuts on Hawaii. She got some kind of farm on Hawaii.
I don't know. I can't speak to what Roseanne Barr is
up to. I know. Last
days.
I heard from her, she was saying racist stuff about Valerie. I can't think of the lady's name. Anyway,
she torched the whole show comeback.
There she is.
That show was on a huge comeback, and she torched it.
Yeah. Now it's just the Connors.
She doesn't look bad. It's a long shot, can't tell, but.
You know. Well, if you, they clearly haven't been touched up, let's put it that way.
But she doesn't look, I mean.
No, she looks, she's.
She's been a lot fairly, heavier, right?
Sure, much heavier. Well, is she a stomach staple lady?
I don't have any idea. Again, I don't know, but. Yeah. I think she actually looks really pretty
sure,
good.
Kanye might be into it. I don't know. Anyway, gang Kanye. Meanwhile, there's a guy from the HBO show Succession. And I was thinking, you know, dashing looking dude, but he's, I don't know, kind of nerdy looking. He seems to be making a play for Kim. It's a comedy video, but I got sucked right into it and giggled along. He posted a little video for Kim. I guess this is the guy you have to get behind in line if you want to go with Kim. Do you have a little of that video ready for me?
What's his name?
I sent you the link with a long description of where I wanted you to start.
Yeah, I know. I wanted you to say his name. That's all.
Oh, sorry. His name's Nicholas Braun.
All right, there
boy,
you go.
That made
it's like,
it even worse.
Are you willing to even take?
All right, should I start over?
Will you shut up? God.
I'm trying to for the audience because we're like, this is guy, and then we're just gonna.
Oh, I said he was from Succession and didn't say his name. That right. just sounds like me.
Okay. It's like, are you willing to even take a shot on a new guy at this point? Like, are you? Like, would you be down to? Meet a new person, totally just kind of different guy, and one who could, you know, make you laugh a little bit or make you feel small because he's so tall. Just a guy who's reaching out on her, you know, talking about her on the internet, like a video, like make a guy who makes a video like this and he's just sort of like trying to find a way to just talk to her because he doesn't know anybody who knows her. And so he's just sort of like making a video that might like possibly enter her sphere of, you know,
I do know. I think the word's awareness. So anyway, that guy it's a joke, but he is selling it.
Mm-hmm. Let me explain that sounds exactly like the cringe dating game from Saturday Night Live the other night.
Right.
I don't know this guy. I've never seen him or heard of him. But
he's not recognizable. I hadn't seen him before. He's sort of nerdy looking.
Yeah, it sounds like that. Mm. That's what it sounds like, that cringe dating game.
By the way, speaking of SNL, as you mentioned it briefly, this last one with Reggae Jean Page, the bar was high, like really a bunch of really funny skits, and they did a sea shanty one that was quite amusing, and I wound up watching the whole show, which doesn't always happen, and I thought, well, look at that. A lot of singing. Guy sings. He was excellent on that. John was so happy I was watching it. Oh, he knows how much I love that guy. He's like, oh, good for you. We love that guy. Anyway, Roseanne Barr and this guy, Nicholas Braun, are making plays now for Kanye and Kim. So it's tragic. They're breaking up. On the other hand, on the other side of the Kardashian story, I was telling you about Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for these two. Why not? Because of this. I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
Travis Barker posts up on Instagram a note. He takes a picture of a note that she has sent him, and it says, "To lots of fun adventures, may we destroy each other completely. Love, Kourtney." And I went, that is the way to start. That's it. They're off to a great start. Mm-hmm. Destroy each other completely. Do it. It's going to work, kids.
It's passion.
It is passion. Yeah, that's what it is. It's just a note she wrote to him.
But that's hot.
It is hot. I know. I
think
it's hot.
No. I'm asking you. Is that hot?
Oh, my God. I think it's really hot. I thought you were saying that's hot.
Yeah. No. I'm asking you if it's hot. I feel like if some lady says to me, may we destroy each other completely, I'm going to say, check, please. I'm going to get out of here.
No, that's hot.
You know what I don't need?
I think it's hot.
Anyone coming into my life and messing everything up.
No, You got to picture it like this. Like,
destroy me in bed.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
No, this is it. Girl is coming at you, and she's looking you right in the eye as she comes toward you and pulls her shirt open. She's like, may we destroy each other completely. Yeah.
Like,
let's go.
Pull that shirt apart.
Yeah. I'm going to use that line on John.
What's that quote from?
I'm going to destroy you.
What's that quote from?
I am coming for you.
Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Murdering
that
her.
Yeah, that's a great line.
Right. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to put it in that sort of context, then I'm down. I'm absolutely in.
I am going to destroy you completely.
She should have added in bed.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe it's implied. You know, brace yourself. Okay. You're never going to be the same.
All right.
I like it.
Get over here. Or don't. I'm coming for you. Don't even come over here. I'm going to get you. You better run for it, because I am going to destroy you completely. I love it. Oh, my God. It's my favorite note ever.
Get over here.
Yeah. I didn't even have a favorite note before this. And now
I sure hope that that's not a note every person she's dated has gotten in their life.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
how awesome would that be?
She wrote that to me, too.
Justin Bieber posts the... Hey. I thought we were going to destroy each other completely.
That's her move. Great.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty hot when it happened to me, but now... Oh.
Oh, my God. I want that to happen so bad. But this is... not a unique thought for Travis.
This is her play. Everybody's got moves, right? I mean,
yeah. Her, even her hand. I actually like the picture because her handwriting is sort of, I don't know, it's very stylistic. And then she writes love, comma, heart, Kourtney. And she doesn't know how to make a Y in cursive, so that's good. Okay.
Wait, so out of all that writing, there's cursive, and then right in the middle, there's a stick Y?
No, it's all written in regular script, on non-cursive. And then in cursive, she writes, love, Kourtney. But then she doesn't know how to make a Y. It looks more like an F.
Oh, I see. Doesn't know how, as in you don't approve. Got it.
No, she doesn't. It's not a Y. It's like a... I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
All
she's
right.
been writing her name since she was little.
Her K looks funny, too.
Yeah, her K is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
You guys... You're picking her apart here.
Yeah, well, you know, look, she's about to destroy him. I need to know what he's up against.
I love
against,
the note,
you know?
But you got to, you know, right there at the end, you're over it, huh?
Steven Spielberg and Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
They got together when Drew was 6 years old. He cast her in E.T., like 1981-ish. And he's also her godfather, so she's known this guy her whole life. So he was not thrilled when she posed for Playboy when she's around 20 in 1995. At that point, he sent her a quilt that had cover up stitched into it. and he had an artist make paper doll cutout clothes that he glued onto her nude photos and then sent her that. And about a week later, he got an apology from her. Three photos where she's dressed up as a nun in front of a church and she'd captioned them, "I'm sorry, I've seen the light and I'm on my way." And they still hang in his house to this day, apparently. She has a talk show, and that's how we found all this stuff out. You know, when you have a talk show and it's COVID and you're just, you know, trying to make this thing work, you're calling on every friend you have in Hollywood, and her godfather came on, and they clearly love each other. Like, they're just, you know, it was a total love fest. So I guess he felt like they were close enough that he could send her a cover-up quilt and a and little paper doll cutouts.
I've told you that that's been on my TV more than once. So whatever channel it's E.T. on, she comes on later in the day.
Oh, the show. Oh, the
yeah,
show.
Whatever channel she's on is something someone had been watching earlier on that channel.
And
but
do you
I
like
see it.
Her?
Look, I think Drew Barrymore is a very likable person. I think launching a talk show at a time when no one can come on is. Mm. It, like, the timing couldn't have been worse for her.
No.
And I feel bad, actually, because I've watched her do interviews that have gone horrible because of technical problems. And, we don't know that. We're
right.
dealing with the same stuff.
Right.
I'm familiar. I'm watching it happen going, oh, Drew, oh. And I've never watched a whole episode. I don't know. Maybe most of the show goes great. But I've definitely seen her struggle and thought, dang. You never even had a chance.
Right. Well, maybe she can use that to argue. Give me another season, man.
Maybe.
Come on.
Maybe.
All right.
I hope so.
Anyway, that's all I have time for. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, we're going to listen to Mars.
Oh, I love
Heads
Mars.
Up, Bryn. Can you get me sound from Mars?
And, Heads up, Bryn. I need you to do the Mars thing.
Actually, listen to this. Everybody, be quiet. That's the audio from Mars,
oh,
just so
nice.
You know. I'll do it again in the news break,
there.
But that's
right.
what it sounds like. Mars sounds like this. Hold on, everyone. Don't do anything. And more after these.
Spoiler alert.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.